right. Well, good morning, everyone. Thank you again for having us here. We come from Houston. It's very hot over there, but I am enjoying this sanctuary because I want to tell you that of all the churches that we've been in this summer, this is the coolest church. And not just the building, you guys are cool too, but it's very nice to be in here today and not have to sweat in this getup that we wear. But thank you so much for having us today. And so, adventurers, you guys have been sitting down for a little while. Do me a favor, adventurers. Can you do me a favor and stand up? Get some of the little wiggles out. Get that blood flowing. And grown-ups, if you want to stand up too, you can stand up too, because I know you're young at heart and you might need to get those knees kind of moving around. So, adventurers, I need you to reach up to the ceiling. Wiggle your fingers. All right, put your hands on your hips. Give a little twist. Oh, I just heard my knee pop right there. Oh, my goodness. All right, that way we get a little blood flowing and we're a little more waked up. Shake out the wiggles. All right, very good. Tell your friend next to you, say, hey, friend, I'm glad you came to church today. Now we're going to sit down and we're going to listen. There we go. All right, awesome. Thank you, guys. All right. So I've got a story. I'm going to start off with a story with y'all. And then in a minute, my daughter is going to come up and give you a little more information. She was helping me with the message today, and she said, you know what? I want to talk to the kids, too. I want to talk to y'all and tell y'all a little bit about what happens in my life as an adventurer. Okay? My daughter, Camila, is 10 years old, and she was a helping hand this year. So this was her last year in Adventurers, and she's going to be moving on to Pathfinders, but she's going to be talking with you guys later on, okay? So you ready? How many of you know what a well is? You know what a well is? A well is like a hole in the ground that water comes out of, yeah? Okay, so this story has to do with the well. Especially when it's hot, it's good to have water around, right? So this story tells us that Jesus and his disciples were traveling, and it was hot. Everybody go like this. Ooh, it's hot. It was hot. And they were tired, and they were hungry, and they were thirsty. So they stopped to rest next to a well. Okay, let's pretend there was a well right here. But when they got to the well, they looked into it, and they saw that the water was way down below. It was too far for them to reach it. And they didn't have anything to get the water out with. So Jesus' disciples decided to go into the town to buy some food and maybe get something to drink. But Jesus stayed behind and he waited by the well, right? Now, normally, at this time of day, nobody came out to the well because, again, it was too hot, right? Kind of like the way it is outside. If someone wanted water, they would come early in the morning when it was still cool, or later in the evening, like just before dark, because it would be nice and cool. But somebody was coming. Somebody was coming. And it was a woman, and she had a jar to come draw some water. Now, Jesus knew that this woman was a Samaritan. You guys say Samaritan? Say Samaritan. Yes. And Jesus knew that most Samaritans and Jews did not get along. Now, Jesus was a Jew, but he loved the people of Samaria. Jesus loves everyone. And when the woman arrived, Jesus asked her, please, could you give me water to drink? And the woman looked surprised. Why are you asking me? You're a Jew and I am a Samaritan. Why are you talking to me? Jesus smiled. He knew that the woman had some problems and that many people in her village did not like her. But that didn't matter to him. He loved her and he wanted to help her. And they talked for a long time. And as they were talking, she said, you know, I've heard that God is going to send a very special person to help people understand him better. Jesus looked at her and he said, hey, I'm that special person that God sent. I'm the Savior. Well, she got so excited that she ran back into the town running. She was so excited and eager to tell everyone about Jesus. She was overjoyed. Now, you could tell just by looking at her that something wonderful had happened to her. Well, when the disciples came back, you know, they went down there to the Whataburger to go get, no, they didn't go to the Whataburger. But they went to go get him some food and something to drink. When they came back with the food, Jesus said he didn't feel like eating. because he was so happy with the conversation that he had had with this lady that he had forgotten he was tired, hungry, and thirsty. Later on, the townspeople came with the lady, with the woman, to see Jesus. And they wanted to know what made the Samaritan woman so happy. They also wanted to be happy just like her. And they wanted to meet the man who didn't care about their differences, but simply loved them. Now, the Samaritans invited Jesus to stay with them in their village. And he told them how much God loved them while he stayed with them. Those people were so happy to hear about God that they went and spoke to other people as well. Now, Jesus told them the same way he tells us. Tell how much God has done for you. In The Desire of Ages, this is for my grown-ups. In The Desire of Ages, Ellen White says this about that story. She said, we must not narrow the invitation of the gospel and present it only to a select few who we suppose will honor us by accepting it. The message must be proclaimed to all. Maybe there is only one to hear the message, but who can say how far-reaching that influence will be? We talk to others about Jesus because we want everyone to know about his love. Everyone needs to know about him. And you can help people by also telling them about Jesus. Now, Camila is going to show you a little illustration to help you understand what that looks like, okay?
Hello, everybody. Happy Sabbath. They are not of the world any more than I am of the world. Since you sent me into the world, I too have sent them into the world. John 17, verses 16 and 18. I have two liquids in this bottle. Can you guess what they are? It is simply tonic water and oil. When we see the water with the oil, the first thing we notice is that the water and the oil stay separate. The Lord sends us into the world as I sent the oil into this water. But notice what happens when I shake it up a little bit. The water and oil appear to be one. Have water and oil really become one? No, they have only been mixed up. If we let it sit a little, we will see what happens. Look, the water and oil have separated again. This shows us that although they were mixed, they were not really the same. Listen to what Ellen White says in her book, Healing Ministry. Only Christ's method will give true success in reaching people. The Savior mingled with men as one who desired to do them good. He showed them sympathy, attended to their needs, and earned their trust. Then he would say, "Follow me." Let's look at the five steps of this method in more detail. 1. Jesus mingled with men as one who wished to do them good. He did not mix just to socialize, but always to find an opportunity to bless. He was always attentive, whether on the street or at parties or at someone's house. 2, he showed them sympathy. That is, genuine friendship and interest in people's affairs. 3, attended to their needs. Supplied what they needed, food, health, and companionship. 4, and as it turns out, he earned their trust. If people trust you, they will listen and believe what you have to say. 5. Then he would say to them, "Follow me." Now they could accept him and follow him because they had witnessed what it is like to live for God. Now he used his words. This experiment gives us an idea of how Jesus wants us to be in the world. He sends us into the world to mingle for the purpose of reaching people's hearts and showing them God's love. We must mix with people to meet their needs and gain their trust to invite them to follow him. Now, what does that look like in our life, adventurers? Matthew 5, verses 14 through 16 says, "You are the light of the world. A city located on a mountain cannot be hidden, nor does one light a lamp and hide and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it illuminates all who are in the house." This year, as adventurers, we have studied different cultures of the world, different cultures from different places with different beliefs and attitudes. How can we share the light with these cultures if we are not missionaries? Or are we missionaries? In Houston Bay Area public schools, there are thousands of children representing hundreds of nationalities and cultures. And you surely realize that many children in your school don't know Christ. Here's your chance, adventurers. Just like in our water oil experiment, we adventurers mingled with these children in schools 8 hours a day for almost 180 days this school year. That's at least 1,440 hours to share the light of Christ. Don't you think that's a long time? That's lots of time to meet a lot of people and earn their trust. If we use Christ's method, it will be very easy. First, start as Jesus did and treat others as you would like to be treated. Show sympathy and do good to others. If someone drops their books, help them pick them up. If someone is sitting alone on the playground, invite them to play with you. If someone makes fun of a classmate, you can comfort them or take them somewhere safer. In this way, you will gain their trust, and now you can use your words to tell them about God. For example, my non-church friends already know that I don't go to parties on Saturday. When they ask me why, that's my chance to tell them about the day God gave us because he loves us and wants to spend the day with us. They then plan their parties on Sundays so I can go, and sometimes they even want to go to church with me. My teachers know that I don't eat pork. When they ask why, I explain to them that God wants me to be healthy and tells me in the Bible what is best to eat. So when there is a pizza party, they make sure to order plain cheese pizza. When I bow my head and close my eyes in the cafeteria, my classmates ask me why. I explain to them that I thank God for feeding me, and I ask him to bless this meal. My friends keep quiet, and some also remember to pray for their food too. When I miss school because I go to an adventure camp, my friends ask why. I tell them about the camp and the wonderful things we learned about God. When I bring books about God to school, my classmates want to see them and want to know more. This is a way I sometimes give Bible studies to my friends while we practice reading in class. In my school, there is another adventurer from another church. She is a serious and kind child. She never fights or says mean words. She always respects others and is helpful. The other kids trust her and respect her. She gives off good light. There's another child at my school that tells everyone he is a Christian, but he lies to the teacher, cheats on tests, and makes fun of other kids. When he gets in trouble, the other kids say, "I thought you said you were a Christian," and that makes me sad. Adventurers, we must always remember that the world is watching us. In the dark, the eyes seek a light, and in the world, children are looking for the truth. The Bible says that you are a letter of Christ written by us, not written in ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts. 2 Corinthians 3, verses 3. John 13, verses 35 tells us how the world will know that you are a true Christian. In this, you will all know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. Some kids think that living like Jesus will be difficult. The Bible says that because of the increase in wickedness, the love of many will grow cold. That scares me a little bit, but Jesus also told me to not be afraid because he has already overcome the world. And the Bible says, "He who lives in me is stronger than he who is in the world." That is why it is so important to always be connected to God. The Bible tells us that God is the one who works in you to will and to act for his good pleasure. So don't worry, friends. Remember that God said, "See that I command you, be strong and be brave. Do not fear or be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." Joshua 1, verses 9. And don't forget that Samuel, David, Daniel, Naaman's servant girl, and the boy who shared loaves and fishes were all children when they started to let their lights shine. Can someone please dim the lights? We are called to be lights in the world, and the light is not afraid of darkness. But before we do that, we need to mix it up. So what are you waiting for, adventurers? It's time to mix it up and shine. May God work in you to will and to act for his good pleasure.
Thank you all. Thank you. Thank you for humoring us. So, boys and girls, it's summertime, right? But just because it's summer doesn't mean that you guys have to take a break from living for Jesus. So it is our prayer, it is our hope that this summer you guys have a chance to rest and to recharge, and that we all come back at the beginning of the next adventure year to grow stronger and grow better and growing closer with Jesus, right? Thank you all.